Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey, who before every record says, love you, and I say, love you too.
But why are you saying that as if it's a bad thing?
I'm not. I'm just letting everyone know.
Well, we do that. I say, love you. We normally do a fist bump. We didn't do a fist bump this
right,
time.
Okay, come on.
And I didn't tell you what episode it was.
Oh,
so this
shit.
Is going to be a disaster.
Right, what's the point?
Fucking disaster.
Sorry.
Oh, God. I feel like one of them football players who's forgot to do his touch the pitch and then do all the crosses and
kissing
all the things
all
before
that
they
and...
do. You've seen some of them do that. They walk on and they get substituted on and they go, and they touch the deck and then they look up and then they touch the shoulders and then they do
it's
all
a ritual.
This stuff. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why this episode's
going to
be shit.
I used to have one before
shit,
I went on stage.
Ever. Calling it now.
Anyway.
Calling it. Ooh, what was your?
Well, you know, I've got a bit of a twitch.
Yeah.
I used to, before I went on stage, just stand at the side of the stage and do me twitch loads, which is...
I shouldn't laugh. Right, so for those of you who don't know, it took me a while to spot it, Rosie's twitch. It's like a little nose. It's almost like a little...
No, I look like
a little
that.
Nose snuffle, innit, like you do.
Oh, I mean, you say a little. It used to be a lot worse. Do you know the lion at the beginning of a film when it goes...
The MGM
like that.
Lion.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. And my whole face kind of moves.
It is a little
and,
bit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do that. And so I used to, before I went on stage, just stand it with my face... To the wall and
stand in the wings and do that, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Thoughts and prayers to the actor who was on before you who had to look into the wing and seeing that going on.
Yeah, well, it was one time when I was an amateur.
Do you ever go on before that Rosie Ramsey? Yeah. Does she just stand just trying to put you off, just making her face go berserk in the side, staring at you like a killer? Yeah, she does. Yeah, yeah, I hate her. I don't like doing gigs with her. She's the worst.
Oh, it's because a woman told us off once.
What?
She was like, when you're on stage, your face. Stop moving your face.
Great. I was like, sorry. Stop moving your face. Stop moving
it's
your face.
It's a twitch.
Rosie, I forgot to tell you what episode it is, and I'll tell you now. It's episode 114.
14.
One, yeah, there yep. you go. Did I say that before? Did I say it before? Did you just know?
I mean, it's not that hard to keep up.
No.
It's
no.
not that
I find
difficult.
It very hard to believe that you'd know what episode it is without me telling you.
No, I actually have quite a good skill for finishing off sentences.
Right.
Right, go on.
For my tea,
what
I would like.
Would like.
That's sorry. Not. That's just repeating us.
No, no, I do it at the same time. I need. Right, do it again.
Tomorrow
I would
go.
I would like to go.
That's. You're just copying. You're just echoing what I say.
What I
hate. Stop
I
this now.
Stop this now.
Horrible.
Horrible.
Oh. I've got a skill for finishing sentences.
You're a fucking lush.
Can you stop? Look.
Right, anyway, this right. is the intro. Oh, my Christ.
Gosh.
Every time.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. We love you. Thank you for coming back. Without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative
sponsor.
And for once, it actually is a lucrative sponsor. It's not one thing. It's 110,000 tiny little things.
Oh, it is indeed.
More info after the jingle.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, welcome.
Jesus
back to
Christ. That, right, guys, that was more tedious than the usual one. So, Rosie found a clip from an old film on YouTube where the young whippersnapper in the street selling papers went, extra, extra,
read all about it.
But she managed to cut off the extra bit So he just said, rat, read all about it. I'm horrible.
Should I do it again?
Definitely not.
Right.
Definitely not.
Listen, welcome to the podcast. We are delighted to have you here. We have some exciting news.
Excited and terrifying.
If you don't have social media and you don't follow us online, that's absolutely fine. I'm actually good for you.
Well done. Jealous of you.
We are doing... Oh, you do it. You're going to say... I'm going to say
tell
something
the truth,
wrong.
Tell the truth. Is it because you don't really know the ins and outs of what's happening here? Fuck me.
I just want to be picked up, tell where I'm going, and then do it.
So guys, huge news. We have added a shitload of arenas to our podcast tour. It's happening in December this year. There's 110,000 extra tickets on sale, and they are on sale now. If you listen to this on Friday and after, well, this comes out on Friday morning. Ooh, this comes out about 7 o'clock on Friday morning. So 10 o'clock Friday, they are on general sale. So... go for it.
And it's in December.
Scoop them bad lads up. It's in December this year. We're doing all over the shop.
And I've decided
that
the theme tune for the tour will be It's Christmas Time, Shag Maradonoid Live.
Okay.
So we are extremely excited to be going on tour twice this year.
Two tours. The September tour and then the arena exclusively. You're just arenas. Arena tour. In December.
And tickets are available at 10 o'clock on Friday.
Very, very exciting stuff.
So today. They're available today.
Unless you listen to it afterwards, in which case they're already available now. So get them scooped up, because the last time they all sold out in about 24 hours. So very exciting stuff. It'll be lovely to have you there. She's picking up my laptop again. Oh, horrific. Utterly horrific.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Great.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So I haven't told you about this yet. I went to visit my nana yesterday.
Mint.
Sad our jobs. Got so you. She's like accepting visitors and that, you know, okay. Outside of, you know what yeah, I mean? Yeah, yeah. So went to see nana. And do you know I chuck loads of stuff away to charity? Loads of clothes that had. I've had some of these clothes, I swear to God, for like 15 years. I was like, right, I need to chuck out, blah, blah, blah. Went to my nana's. I give them all to my nana because her friend runs a charity shop.
Okay.
So she passes them on to her friend.
Or nice.
Every time my nana gets a load of charity stuff, all the family go around and it ends up just being spread up around.
Like a plague of filthy, disgusting locusts. Like a plague of begging, awful, just skinflint, womble locusts
you
who just descend
awful.
On the house and just everything. Honestly, you can't throw anything away. I've never known anything like being married into this fucking family.
It's really nice though when you go to a party and so like my Nina, my cousin might have me top on and there's been times when I've took other people's stuff and you go and they're like, oh, that was mine. You're like, yeah, I love it. Yeah. And it's getting like a new lease of life.
I'm just not allowed to throw anything away. It's weird. I'm not allowed to throw anything away. It's no, oh, look at this. It's got shit on it and the sleeves fell off and you know, it's been on fire. No, take it to me, Nana. Someone will have it. And
or
lo and behold.
It could be a duster.
Lo and behold, one of them. I'll fucking womble it away. And then, yeah, you go to your nana's house Boxing Day and they've all got your clothes on. It's like some kind of weird fucked up being John Malkovich where everyone's dressed as you from the past. Horrors.
Well, because honestly, you've married into a family where all the blokes are similar size to you.
Oh,
they all are.
It's just, oh,
Jimmy,
God.
Kevin, Jacob. Yeah. You know
what you know what it is? I think I'm getting to the bottom of it here. What annoys us the most is Jacob and Kevin specifically. I throw clothes away, they get them, I see them wearing them and I go, oh, fuck, they look really good in them. One, I'm annoyed I threw it away, but two, you just look better than I did in them and this is just bullshit.
Gutted. Yeah, so went to me nana's and she came out, right? Mm-hmm. With about 6 clothes on hangers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? She went, oh, 1 second before you go. And I was like, right. She went, I've rescued these from the charity for you.
Right.
So she'd gone through the whole charity bag.
Right.
And she'd picked out items that she thinks that I'd made a mistake thrown away.
So she washed them, ironed them,
hung them up and went, you can't throw this away. I was like, Nana, it's the old, you know, I showed her the label. I was like, they don't even use that label anymore. That's how old it is. And she was trying to give us me clothes back.
Wow. I love that. I thought you were going to say she answered the door in your wedding dress. Wouldn't fucking put it past her. Afternoon. See, you threw this away. Da, 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 da. Here's your cup of tea.
Babadoo, 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 ba. On the same vein, when we're talking about clothes, spoke to Kate yesterday, my sister.
Sister Kate, yeah. Also another avid wombler.
She's not as bad. She's not as bad. She said to me yesterday, she was like, right, Rosie, I've decided to wear them, you know, them floral dresses. And then you wear trainers with them. And it's like a denim jacket.
Nope.
Like, well, people on Instagram like wear them and they look lovely. And then whenever I put with that, I took like a bag of shit. Just like, but why have you got that flannel on with them trainers? Just look horrific, right?
So hold on. So it's a thing now on Instagram that people wear floral dresses with denim jackets and trainers.
And trainers. Right. It's like, it looks, it's, so it's a fashion. It's called fashion, Chris. Right, okay.
I'm not familiar with this, but carry on.
It's the F word that we don't use.
Right, okay.
So she rang, she was like, and I wore it. And I thought, ah, look, you know, this looks great. And I was like, well, you can carry that off. She, you know, she's raked in. She's like,
sorry. She phoned you specifically to have this conversation.
No, we were having a conversation. Right. Why would you ring me to tell me that?
Because it's just a boring... Rosie, hello, big news. Put on what you're doing. I'm going to do it. You're going to do what, kid? I'm going to do it. You're going to move house? No. You're going to, you know, get another dog? No. You're going to take university night classes? And no. I'm going to wear the flower dresses with the denim jackets and the trainers. Big news. Extra, extra. Hold on, I'll get my laptop. Extra, read all of you. Couple of boring sods. Christ, come on then. Fuck, she's going to wear out. She's going to... Oh. Honestly. No, sometimes, can I just say, dear listener, sometimes I'm in the house in some kind of quandary. I'm either busy getting stuff out of the cellar or unpacking boxes or hauling stuff away for the tip or sorting our children out. And I'll be like, Rosie, it's like 2 seconds, I'm on the phone. As if something important is happening on that call. And now I hear you just talk about your sister taking the leap and wearing a dress. And oh, good on you, Kate. Fuck me, Christ. I'll sleep at night now. Gee whiz. I hate yous. No, I'm sorry. I know this sounds like I'm getting angry for no reason, but the amount of times I get fucked off in the house because you're on the phone and I get ignored. I've told you about before, you'll sit outside in the car on your phone for 45 minutes like someone's...
I'm avoiding me family.
Oh, anyway, right, she's okay. She's wearing a dress.
She's so brave.
You're so brave. Hey, Kate, if you're listening, you're so brave, man. Oh, go on. You know what? I never thought you'd do it, but you're wearing a flower dress with a denim jacket and some trainers. Good on you. Jesus. Hold on. I'll phone. Who do I know in the papers who I can quickly phone and tell them? Sorry.
So anyway. She took the plunge. She did wear it.
Took the plunge.
Right. She did wear it. Great. And she felt great.
Yeah.
And then her son, Daniel, who's 12, obviously, my nephew, he said, Kate, Mom, you dressed like one of them women from the 90s.
Go on, Daniel. And, what does he mean?
Well, because this is a fashion that's like returning.
Mm.
So now all of the trends of when we were younger are coming back.
Fantastic.
And that's what we used to wear. So to me, I found it really terrifying that now kids think 90s is like ages ago.
Did I mention it last week that it came up on Instagram that The Matrix came out 22 years ago?
Oh, that's
and I nearly awful. Burst into tears.
Yeah.
I'm sick of them. What, Shrek? Isn't Shrek?
Shrek's 20 year old.
Oh, God.
Toy Story. Oh. Sickening, man. Horrible.
Yeah, crazy. I think that Dragon Ball Z, the anime cartoon, is like 32 years old or something crazy.
You've absolutely lost us. You had us at Trek and Toy Story.
Well, I wasn't going to watch Dragon Ball Z, but I took the plunge and I started watching it, so quickly phone me, mate, and talk about it for 45 fucking minutes. Christ. Boring sods.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So, big news as well that we actually didn't talk about at the time because it was too harrowing and we're too worried about it.
What?
But Robin, like father, like son, sprained his bloody ankle the other week, didn't he?
Oh, my word. Oh, yeah, we didn't mention it, did we?
Well, he's out of his moon boot thing now because it was just a sprain, thank goodness. But I couldn't believe it. Like, what is it with our family and ankles?
I haven't done mine since having a family.
Yeah.
You decided to do yours, you know, with two children.
Oh, honestly. The most embarrassing thing was, so basically Robin was on the trampoline, he hurt his ankle. I had to take him to hospital.
Are we not going to tell them how it happened? Right. Oh, hang on. You mention him every other flipping podcast. The only time you're not going to mention him is when he's actually...
Uncle Carl Hutchinson.
Dislocated my child's ankle.
He sprained it. Basically, I think, didn't we... It was weird because like that week on the podcast, hadn't we mentioned that at the trampoline parks they tell you not to jump on the trampoline
together?
And that's exactly how we did it.
Yeah,
and
we
I remember
had.
Having to tell the doctor, like, how's it happened? I was like, you know the... first thing they tell you on the trampoline video about don't double bounce and affect someone's bounce. I just do that to my son all the time, and then his uncle did it and broke his ankle.
We took the piss about having to watch it over and over again.
Like that week.
Well, I was seething.
So spooky. Yeah.
Because I didn't know that. Because I never take Robin to the trampoline park. That's always where you would call
first thing on the video.
Right, well, why do you do it then?
Just, you know, it's fun, isn't it?
No, it's not. Because when I had to come to hospital and see my child, you know, with the massively swollen foot.
Huge.
That was not fun.
It was black and blue. It was massively swollen. He was very, very brave. He got a little moon boot. Yeah. A little moon boot, same as us, that the same as I had, that they call it. It was the weird. That was the weird thing when the guy was putting it on him and he was like, right. He was like, to me, he was like, right, mate, this is how you... And I was like, I had one on a month ago, mate. I was like, I've literally got the same one, same make and everything, just a child's one. Yeah. But he made a fool of her. Robin did.
What do you mean?
So we were both, like, scarred for life, frightened, because they were like, we don't know if it's sprained, we don't know if it's broke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I phoned, again, big shout to Daryl, who's me physio, who sorted mine out. I phoned him and I was like, cry. And I sent him the x-ray and I was like, is it going to be all right? And he was like, look, it looks just like a sprain. Cry my eyes out. Next day, Robin's at a party with his friend from school. I'm like, is he all right? I looked over. He ran past a blur, shouting at the top of his voice, I'm running on me bad foot. Kids,
couldn't
man.
Give a shit.
Just, like, I literally looked and I was like, I was crying about that yesterday. Yeah.
It was black. It was, honestly, it was that green, bluey black all horrible. The way around his foot and all the way up. And he was just fine.
It was... So I was in there again in the hospital. The staff were phenomenal. Oh, big shout out to Heather, who works in the canteen in Hexham Hospital.
All right, why? Right?
She, as I went into the hospital with Robin, he was asking for some quavers from the machine.
Of course he was.
Because, yeah. And I had no money on us, and the machine didn't do contactless. Mm-hmm. And she heard us, she was walking past, and she came back in, and she gave us a quid, and she got, and I got the quavers with that. And then she came in and gave him a little juice box thing as well.
Oh, that's
and
lovely.
It was just really, really nice. And I was already emotional. And yes, did I cry over some quavers and some juice? I might have cried over some quavers and some juice. And was he running on his foot the next day at the party and make me look like a right cunt? Yes, he was. But big thank you to Heather. It was so
thanks,
lovely.
Heather.
So lovely of her.
Thank you, Heather, for looking after my child more than his father did.
Brilliant. Yeah, blame
Appreciate
Carl.
It.
Yeah, Carl. Heather, Carl's the one, real one to blame here.
Can we just... Poor Carl, bless him.
Carl was heartbroken.
He was in a bad way.
Absolutely heartbroken, yeah. He says he'll never forget the scream.
Oh, bless his heart. Carl, we don't blame you.
We don't blame you.
Don't be coming round.
Yeah, yeah.
Anymore. And when your bairn's born...
Yeah.
I might want to keep them out of our way.
Yeah, yeah. Revenge, bitch. No, that's terrible. So when I was in the hospital, though, and the doctor was sort of feeling Robin's foot in the different places, and it was swollen, it was black and blue. Mm. And I'm telling you, this kid... He's I don't know where we got him from.
His nails.
Because the doctor was pressing on the side of it. He's going, right, okay, is this hurting? He's going, no. He's going, about this? What about this? Is this hurting? Mm. No. And then he pressed right on the bruise. Is this hurting? Robin went, no. Then he moved Robin's foot up and went to Robin. Like, you moved the foot up, so you know if you lift your toes.
Mm-hmm.
Moved it up and he went, how does that feel? Robin went, good. And the doctor looked at us as if to go, fuck's wrong with this kid?
Well, I think he might have that thing. I've said it before, where he doesn't feel pain.
No, I think because he screamed when it happened and it was hurting for a bit. But then afterwards, he's just like, nah, I'm sore as fuck. What are you going to do?
Oh, Jesus. Do you know what it is? Oh, he's going to go into UFC or something, isn't he?
He's going to be motorbikes. Not even just, I was going to say skydiving. He's not even going to be just skydiving. He's going to be doing that thing where they dress like a fly and squirrel and fly through fucking... canyons.
The illegal things.
Like 400 mile an hour. Do you know them things? He's going to be doing them.
He's not allowed.
Honestly. Shout out to all the parents out there. Well, someone told me once that having a kid is like ripping your heart out of your chest and having it walking around in the world on its own.
Yes.
And that's exactly what it's like. It's like your heart has jumped out of your chest and it's walking around out there and you've got no way of protecting it.
Do you know what it is? If somebody came along and says, here's a wish, right? I'd go, right, thank you so much, appreciate it. Mm. And my wish would be, I wish...
More that, wishes.
Wish well, more wishes. Obviously.
Infant,
I mean, I'd try,
wishes,
I'd absolutely
obviously.
Try that. Come on. Okay. What do you think I am, a
right,
mug?
Yeah.
So, my second wish would be, please, whoever's granting me this wish, let Rafe be a proper little weakling. I want him hanging around my ankles.
Right.
I want him to be soft as cloth. Nah, I do for the rest of his life.
So you
I want
it,
him to just be like, oh, mummy, no, I don't want to do that. And oh, mummy, I don't want to go down this slide. Oh, mummy, I'm too young for that.
Right.
This is what I want. That would be my dream.
You want Ned Flanders children from The Simpsons.
I want Ned Flanders children.
You want Rod and Todd or whatever they're called.
Whatever, yeah. I don't care. That's what I want. Because I cannot live anymore with a is it rambunctious or rambunctious? I never know. Sorry, Sandra.
Yeah, yeah.
Robin is just so
he's too much, isn't he?
He's much. Too much. And like, he will jump off everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember, like last year, did I talk about it on the podcast when we were at the park and he just jumped off and fell on a bike?
Oh,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
was just like, are you crazy? Why are you doing this? And the older he gets, I keep thinking, I might be able to not watch him on this park and leave. And it's like, no, you can't.
He's
because
a
he will break, he will break his
maniac.
Face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a full-on maniac.
Oh, so... Anyway.
So, right, okay. So you don't want Rafe to be a weakling. You just want Rafe to be a bit more shy and reserved than Robin is.
No,
I
want him to be weak as shit.
That's
I
terrible.
Want him to be terrified of his own shadow.
That's ridiculous.
No, I do. I want him to be... Just, I want him to be like constantly ringing his gun, Mammy, oh.
I don't know why is he talking like this?
We live in Northumberland, he's posh as out.
Tell you what, if he talks like that, he's going to get wedged when he comes in this house. You better hope not.
By Robin.
By Robin and me. Robin and me will be taking his dinner money off him.
This is what I want. I want, oh, Mammy, you look so beautiful in those trainers and that dress. And oh, mummy, no, I don't want to go to the skatey park, mummy. I want to come to the shops with you.
That's just...
And I'll go, Rafe, come on, son.
Oh, gosh.
Get your helmet on.
To go to the shops?
I just want to keep him safe.
Fuck.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
So you're going on tour, are you? You greedy little bastards. Think we're daft, don't you?
Listen, we've had a year off, man.
Think we're fucking stupid, don't you? Us mugs buying these tickets, just line your greedy little holler pockets.
This isn't
your bairns at home. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Honestly.
Wow.
Disgusting.
Wow. So this is obviously Belinda who's just
hello,
popped in.
Yes,
here.
It's me.
Yeah, hello.
Anyway, you got any spare tickets going, Pip?
Yeah, absolutely. What with that after that fucking outburst?
Oh, yeah,
no
oh,
chance.
RBT, big too big for your boots, are you? Eh? Remember where you're from? Eh? Right. I'll let you suck on my tit.
That what? Now, whoa!
Oh, sorry, I wasn't meant to see it. Sorry, shit, Chris. Sorry,
that's
I know you said not to see it.
Horrible.
Wasn't sexual, right. Rosie. Wasn't sexual.
It's even worse.
It's for his tit. It was his tit.
That's even worse in my
where
opinion.
His mouth was at work. Busy woman she was.
Even worse.
Anyway, listen, I hope it goes well. I hope you sell them tickets.
All right, okay,
aye. Greedy couple of cunts.
Oh, wow.
It's all right, aye. Take care.
All right, okay.
Remember where you're from.
Right, yes.
Remember your roots.
Yeah, all right,
Harry,
all right,
don't
all right,
forget
man.
Yourself.
All right, man.
Harry.
God.
Love you. Bye.
Don't say that at the end. That might be the first time in the history of possibly the world that... Act's alter ego has appeared to slag off the act for putting tour tickets on sale. Just,
honestly, bitter she is.
She's really bitter.
Bitter.
Unbelievably bitter. Unbelievably bitter. Just because she's not allowed to smoke in the venue.
Bang on,
she's
like.
Raging.
She's bang on.
Yeah, she's annoyingly bang on.
She doesn't go to them anymore now you can't smoke.
Nah, is that
nah
it?
She
yeah.
doesn't go anywhere. She won't even stand outside.
Got you.
Don't blame her.
Okay.
Beefs.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your beef?
Do you want to go first or me?
It's up to you. I've still got a couple to choose from. Got a new one from today. Got a reoccurring one. Got a new one from today.
Brilliant.
Got a couple from last week. It's
brilliant.
All going off. Got loads of them.
I've got a beef, but it's a question.
It's a beef, but it's a question?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
So just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been having a piss whilst you've been holding our baby?
Sorry?
Caught you the other day.
Yep.
Having a piss.
Yep.
In the downstairs loo.
Yep.
Holding Rafe. Wow. And he was awake.
Well, multitasking.
Wasn't asleep. Right. Chris. Really?
Well, I had a hold of him. His little head was over my shoulder. I had a hold of him with my left hand. And with my right hand, I was having a wee.
Rank.
Why is it rank?
Absolutely. I don't know why. It's just, that's horrible.
Hey.
Put him down.
Excuse me. He pisses all over me on a regular occurrence. He's shitting left, right and centre. Changes. I'm smelling his piss. He can smell my piss,
oh,
right?
No.
Welcome to the world, son.
Oh, huh? Just put him, he's got about 9 places to sleep.
I was busy.
Put him down.
I was busy. I was multitasking.
Rank. Honestly, that was a really horrible sight.
Why has it upset you so much?
Because just walking in to you having a wee, holding the... I think it was because Rafe looked at us and smiled. And I was like...
He loves it. He absolutely loves it.
And I was
it.
Like, oh, your dad's literally having a slash and you're just there. Oh, he's just...
Is this bad? Is this
innocent?
One of the things where, like, are we going to get in massive trouble for this? Is this like a terrible thing that I've had a wee while holding my baby? It's
no,
not,
I
it?
Think it's because you were holding him. Chris, I've had multiple shites in front of that kid. Like, what else are you meant to do? I put him down on the floor and
Hold on. Okay, so you're telling me right now that putting that child on a bathroom floor next to the toilet and the sink where feet and dirty things and wee, and you know when you flush
put
a toilet...
Put him on his mat.
And you know when you flush a toilet and it all the microscopic poo comes up in the air, so you lie him on a toilet floor, do you? And I kept him cradled in my arms, safe and clean.
I'm trying to get his immune system up.
Well, that's bullshit.
That's made up
that's
on the spot.
Lie. That's a lie.
No, it was weird. Please don't do it anymore.
No deal. Depends how busy I am. Yeah. Think I can't multitask? I'll multitask the shit out of everything. Yeah.
Great.
There you go.
What's beef for me? I don't think you'll have anything really full on. I've been a joy recently.
That's absolutely ridiculous. I'm going to quickly look at my notes now. I've got that one's done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 beefs
Shut
to choose
up.
From. I've got 5 beefs to choose from.
Great.
And there's actually 6 because I've got another one in my head that I just thought about there.
Nice.
Before. So there we go.
Thanks.
But I'm going to go with my beef with you this week is this morning I was making myself scrambled eggs on toast. You came down into the kitchen, angrily looked at us and went, Oh, I didn't want any scrambled eggs. Thanks. I turned around and went, I'm literally making a batch now. You can have some scrambled eggs. You went, no, it's fine. You didn't ask us, it's fine. Really trying, guys. Really trying to pick a fight with us, right? I said, look, there's more eggs. I'm about to do some now. Would you like some scrambled eggs? It'll take us 2 seconds to make you some. What did you say to me, Rosie?
I don't remember.
Tell the truth what you said. Why did you not want any scrambled eggs? Tell them the truth now. Tell them the truth why you didn't want any when you after your little try to have a fight with us, kicking off that I didn't offer to make you scramble eggs, and I offered you some. Tell the truth. Why? What did you say? Why did you not want them?
I don't really like scrambled
eggs. She doesn't like scrambled eggs, ladies and gentlemen. What a fucking psychopath. What kind of lunatic comes in and starts that fight? Oh, I didn't want anything, no. Oh, we just never do you? Oh, no, I didn't want any scrambled eggs. I didn't want any scrambled eggs. Rosie, I'll make you some scrambled eggs. Actually, I don't really like scrambled eggs, Chris. You nutter!
It's
horrible,
the worst,
that, like.
The worst way to eat eggs.
No, it's not.
It is.
Eggs are amazing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fried is better. Fried, poached, hard-boiled, soft-boiled.
Right.
Scrambled.
Nah, amazing. Bit of butter, a bit of salt, bit of pepper.
No,
boom, boom, boom.
Nah,
done.
Horrible. But anyway, thanks for asking us.
You didn't fucking...
Twat. I would have liked to have been asked.
That's literally like me walking in into the sitting room while you're watching telly going, thanks for watching Real Housewives of Cheshire without us. Didn't want to watch it anyway. And then you're going, do you want to watch it? Me going, nah, it's a load of fucking shit.
I wish you did like them. Ugh. That would be... Right, okay. Me multiple wishes. There's my next wish.
That I'll watch Real Housewives.
That Chris would like Real Housewives.
Nah, I can't understand.
All of them.
No.
We're watching from the beginning. That my memory is erased and we can watch them from the beginning. That's the dream, innit?
I've always said that's the best invention. Once they invent it, when they invent the pill that you take and makes you forget Breaking Bad so you can watch it again. Sign me up.
Minority Report, that would be mine. I love that film.
So you can watch Minority Report again.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch at shagmarinoid@gmail.com, I've done some questions this week and it has been a genuine pleasure genuinely going through all the amazing stuff and things that you send. Apologies that not all of them make it to the podcast, but there is literally tens of thousands in there. Please keep sending them. We'll get as many through as we can.
Yeah.
shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Thank you so much for all of your input. We'll love it.
I'm so excited.
Got one here. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I've got a question for you. My boyfriend still lives at home, which is fine, so do I. But his family don't have any bins in the house.
What?
The only bin is outside in the garden.
What?
Yeah.
They don't have any bins.
No bins anywhere in the house. Just the bin outside in the garden.
Not even a carrier bag.
Listen to this. He thinks that it's totally normal that every time he finishes a bag of crisps, he has to walk outside into the garden to the bin.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. The bin isn't even by the back door. You actually have to walk a fair distance to get to it.
Is this genius crazy. Or not genius?
So I think this might be your ideal setup if you weren't so fucking lazy because yeah. You hate the smell of bins.
I really do. Like part of this is euphoric.
Every day you tell me that the bin stinks. Yeah. I'm actually sick of hearing that the bin stinks.
It does. It absolutely reeks.
It gets to the point now where I open the bin and close it and in my head I hear your voice and my brain goes to his bin stinks in your voice.
It really upsets us, that bin.
Yeah.
But who's having it in the... What is it, the middle of the garden?
In the garden. It's literally up somewhere in the garden. So I imagine they've got to go out of the back door and then like either out to the right or to the left to go and put stuff in the bin. So every single time anything in the house is needed to go... No carrier bags on doors.
What?
No kitchen bin.
But if you think of how many times you use the bin in a day, you're going to be going out to that garden about at least 30 times.
Probably more. What if you're making like a meal? And you're walking outside in the pissing down rain with a chopping board full of the monkey scrammy bits of chicken. Just getting fucking soaked, standing at your wheelie bin, just scraping scrammy bits of chicken off the chopping board into your bin. It's crazy talk.
No. Oh. But then it wouldn't smell.
You quite like this idea.
I do, because honestly, right, I didn't want to tell you this, but the amount that bin stinks, I think this bin is bigger than our old bin. Yeah. It's putting us off the house.
Hey, I tell you what. You can tell these two are doing well. Look at that.
Oh, hey.
What a sentence that is. Eh? You moved up in the world, have you? Tell you what, the fucking new bin is twice as high as old bin. I'm just telling you that right now. Fucking the smell in our kitchen. Smells like a tip. The bin is massive. Absolutely gargantuan. How's that? Oh, I tell you what, pop your... Oh, the size of your kitchen bin. You're not doing very well, are you? I was like a skip, mate.
Come on a hot day. Flies.
A weird thing to say. When new bin's bigger than my
old
bin.
No, it is. It's deeper.
Moving on up. Dirty little laugh there. I think it's weird, but he doesn't see my problem. It's got to the point where I end up having to put all of my rubbish in my handbag to take home with me.
Oh, no. No.
So she goes to his house, and because the bin's outside, if she has crisps or whatever she's got in her person, she puts all her rubbish in her handbag so she doesn't have to go out to the bin outside.
Aren't some people so strange? Like, I wouldn't carry on going out with him. I would break up with him.
Because you're too lazy.
No, because I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm not marrying into a family. Because if you're with someone, you know, it could end in marriage or whatever. Or just being together for a long time. Yeah. I'd be like, I cannot be with somebody who their whole life, them and their whole family, walk across the garden to put an item in a bin. I couldn't. Nah.
Oh, God.
Put it out. Put it on a landing. Put it in the hallway.
What, the bin?
Aye.
Yeah.
Put it outside the back door. Why is it my... That would put me off straight away. Because then you'd be like, right, that's surface level. That's surface level like crazy.
Right.
So what's underneath? What else do they do? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, I'm surprised the toilet's inside at this rate. Crikey.
Exactly.
Crikey.
Nah. Oh, run for the hills, love. Babadoo, 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 ba.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. A few years ago, I was travelling on the Metro with my now husband, Steve. For anyone who doesn't know, the Metro is like a little train system in the northeast that goes all around the northeast and goes into Newcastle and everywhere else, doesn't
like
it?
Like a tube.
Like the tube.
But it's yellow and it's in yellow the north.
And it's a bit littler. It was really busy, so we were stood up holding onto the floor-to-ceiling poles. Yeah. Sort of poles in the middle, yeah?
I've seen somebody, seen a young boy hit another young boy's head off one of them when I was younger.
Nice.
Oh, it's lovely. Nice, really nice. Then they ran off.
Nice little story about the Metro.
The busies were coming.
The busies. So, the police.
The police.
I decided to give Steve a cute little kiss on the hand. However, when I looked up to see his reaction to the kiss, I saw that his actual hand was a bit higher up.
Oh, no.
The pole.
Oh, no.
And realised that the hand I'd kissed belonged to a complete stranger.
Oh, that is horrible. Why is that so horrible?
That's great.
Why is that horrible?
It's so good. Oh, God.
Is it? Why would you take that risk when it's heaving like that?
All I could do was look at the floor in shame for the rest of the journey. When we got off the Metro and I told Steve, he thought the whole situation was hilarious. Imagine standing just on your way to work and some fucking random woman kisses your hand. Hey, they are friendly in the northeast. They're really friendly.
Everyone kisses each other. It's just lovely. Babadoo, 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 ba. I want to see what you make of this because I don't think you'll think this is that bad.
Okay.
Because we differ on manners and stuff like that.
I've got to be, well, I'm told regularly by you that I've got bad manners.
Yeah.
Because I'll just walk off and start doing something while someone's talking to me.
Yeah. Terrible manners. Shocking.
Well, I also think that's bad manners to interrupt me when I'm doing something. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Think very highly of yourself.
Well, busy man. Busy man. Time's money.
It's not. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I was listening to episode 110 today as I set off for my Easter shop. So this is a few weeks ago.
Easter shop.
Yeah. Whilst browsing the shelves for my bunny crumpets, I heard... They're a thing.
It's just really specific. Like, it's Easter shop. I'll get me bunny crumpets.
Bunny crumpets.
If they've ran out, I'm going to smash the shop up. Yeah.
Right. Kicking
bunny
off.
Bunny crumpets.
I heard a fellow shopper ask an assistant if they sold simnel cake.
Simnel cake? What the fuck is that?
It's, me mum likes it. It's quite thick and dense.
Seeds.
Full of monkey fruit.
Yeah, fruit and seeds. Yeah. And one of the things that your mum will go, Chris, I've got some cake. And I'll go, this is great. And she'll hand us some bread-ish with some fruit in?
Yeah, and like courgettes and that.
She goes, it's a seeded pistachio loaf. It's lovely. Honestly, taste how sweet it is. There's no sugar in it.
Yeah, they don't use sugar. They use this lactose-free dairy
does that. Yeah.
Cream. And it's got natural raw sugar.
She does it all the time. She does it all the time. And then when I've got a
cupcake... She made you do a milk test, remember, the other day?
Pathetic, yeah. Honestly, love your mum to bits, but God, it's I've got this thing with no sugar in it. It's much better. You should try it. Thanks, Sandra. Then the minute I'm eating something full fat with sugar, she's out on my shoulder. What's that? What you got in there? What are you doing with that now? I don't like pizza. Can I slice that pizza?
Prime example, we're going to get an Indian takeaway tonight.
Yeah.
And the last three times that we've got it, I've just ordered, my mum's had a bit of my chicken tikka masala.
Half of your chicken tikka masala.
Yeah. And so we're ordering it. We're talking about what to get because I'm trying to be good, so I'm going to get Shazleek instead anyway. And my mum was like, oh, I don't want chicken tikka masala. I don't really like it.
Yeah.
Funny that.
You've eaten the last three times.
Because I've seen you eat it the last three times.
You've eaten it the last three times. Yeah.
Practically licked your plate, Sandra.
Back to the cakes, though. When someone hands me a cake and it's got fruit in, very upset. When someone hands me a cake and it's got nuts and seeds, very upsetting. Even worse, someone came to visit our new house here, dear friends of ours, and they brought a meringue.
Kate.
Fucking raging. It was Kate, was it?
What's wrong with a meringue?
It's a blur. Pointless. Worst thing ever. I've brought a meringue for you. Good. There's the bin. Stinks, apparently. Get it in.
You had a bit of a walk.
Get it in the garden bin. Meringue. Pointless.
I loved it, mate.
Pointless. It was hot. It was that thing, one shitty thing that you and your mum love. Oh, is it? Oh, what is it? Meringue. Oh, God. Oh, it's like sharp and then soft.
It's like sugar. Sugar and egg whites. It's lush.
Utterly pointless.
All right, well, nobody was forcing it down your neck, were they, Chris?
I didn't have any.
Good. More for me.
Honestly, you take a meringue to someone's house, be prepared for a fight, because that's fighting talk.
Great. Can we talk about this cake?
Yeah, come on.
So she's getting her Easter bunnies. Yeah. Crumpets in.
They're crap as well, by the way. I've had Easter bunny crumpets before. They're shite. They don't toast properly. They don't toast, and the ear bits don't have the lovely holes that crumpets have got in.
They're
too dense.
I don't think they're for you. I think they're for children.
Right, well, I'm just saying I didn't like them.
Okay.
Right.
Good for you. Okay. Right, well, listen. Somebody's asked for a simnel cake.
Right.
Right. The assistant said, oh, yes, there's one left because I've just popped it on top of the Easter eggs at the till. Mm-hmm. So there's only one of these simnel cakes left, right? I thought nothing more and carried on shopping. However, as I headed to the tills, I saw the simnel cake all alone. The woman earlier had not got to it. So was it fair game?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. I'd have went and bought it just to throw it away, just so that person couldn't have it, because it's a stupid cake and you shouldn't be buying it. If you want to get a cake, get a fucking cake. Get your fruit out of me cake.
That's the most sinister thing you've ever said.
I'd go and get it anyway. Yeah. And go, do you know what? Maybe they'd come to their senses and get themselves a little Easter egg instead. Because if you want a treat, have a treat.
Something
stop putting
wrong
fruit
with you
in me cake.
So, do you want to hear what happened?
Yeah.
She said, I picked it up.
Good.
Put it in my trolley.
Go on.
And headed to the tills.
Go on, you dirty bastard. Well done.
I now feel so guilty.
Nah.
The question is, would you have done the same? Yes, Christopher wouldn't. I wouldn't have, because if I'd heard somebody else wanted it.
I would have out of principle to get rid of that cake. I'd have probably just dropped it on the deck and stamped on it.
Do you know what I'd have done if I had a time? Mm-hmm. I'd have picked the cake up, and if I could have seen the person that asked, I'd have given them it.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's not weird at all. Hi, I just threw overheard. I was just, all right, you don't know me. Dunch your trolley into this. Hi, you don't know me. I just overheard you talking the thing. They asked them for this weird cake thing. I went and got it for you. I went and got it for you, then I looked around the shop for you. Are we friends now? Can I sniff your hair?
Can we open it in the car park? Can we have a bite together?
Rosie, that's so... I know what you mean, because that's one of the lovely, friendly, helpful things that I sometimes like to do. I'm joking. I wouldn't have actually bought
it. You're
the
not
cake.
Joking. You would have bought it. You'd have
if
bought
it. Was
it.
Some, right, if
no,
it was
you
something,
have.
Right, let's say, okay.
You're horrible
all right,
like that.
Okay, right. Change it. Change the thing, right? If I'd overheard them go, excuse me, you know the brand new Lotus Biscoff blondie cakes that you've made? I've just made that up, but imagine it was some kind of Lotus Biscoff.
Something that you like.
White chocolate and Lotus thingy. Wah, and they went, there's one left. I'd have went, I've never heard of them. They're clearly popular. There's one left. To the Easter eggs! And I took it. Big
fair
time.
Enough.
Not a simnel cake. No chance. But that is one of them things that you've said there. Sometimes I like to do nice little things like that for people. Mm-hmm. But they sometimes look at you like you're a maniac. And that is one of them things
where you
go, hi, I just overheard you talking to the person there. There's that simnel cake you're after. You're welcome. And it's like, yeah,
but it's,
it would backfire. They'd be like, she's a fucking weirdo.
That's happened to me a lot in life, you know, when you try to be nice. But, you know, some people who don't understand what being nice is.
Yes.
And you be nice to them and they look at you like a piece of shit. And you're like, oh, I was trying to be, you know, friendly and you're a dick. So so stick your cake up your ass, right? See you later. Yeah, no, well, anyway, they saw the end of the message here. She did it. She picked it up, put it in her trolley. And she said, here, I've never had simnel cake, but it does look nice.
She's
never had it.
She's
never fucking had it.
That's even better.
That's awful,
wow, you opportunist.
What a cow.
That's great. Not like, that's my favourite cake and I love it and I can't believe there's only one left.
She's never had it before.
I've never heard of that ever, but I'm a nosy fucker and I'm going to go and take that so she can't have it. Wow.
But in her defence... Or him, actually, they haven't said. I think they feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they've messaged in.
Oh, okay.
So.
Wow.
It says here, the cake thief with a conscience.
Got you. Got
didn't
you.
Have it. Didn't have it at the time.
Yeah. Still took it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Still took it.
Did I ever tell you about the story of when I accidentally stole something?
No.
But I was going out with a police officer.
Sorry?
Right.
Well, this is juicy. Really juicy.
I don't want to mention any of the shops because that's quite bad.
Got you.
So
you
I
think
was...
they're going to come back at you?
Maybe.
Right, okay.
Could they?
You're still on the run, was what you're saying. Yeah, you're still on the run. You avoided going in this shop, have you?
Great. I've been in them loads. Yeah.
You only went in when a face mask became mandatory.
Jackie Jackpot! There's this virus and I get to cover my face.
How are you then?
So I went into a store that sells a big pharmacy store.
Okay, got you. Boots. Carry on.
No, the other Super one. Drug.
Great.
Well, I cracked that
code, didn't I? Fucking hell. Hey, honestly, Scotland Yard, if you're listening, sign me up. Crack that. 2 attempts. Boom.
It wasn't Super Drug.
Okay. Super Drug, right?
Okay. Super Drug. So I went in there and I got a basket. Okay, and I was walking around and I put loads of stuff in the basket because I needed some makeup and loads of bits. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is like 10 years ago, right? So whilst I was going around, I saw a makeup bag with a handle. So I put that on me arm, right? Above me, what's that called? Elbow.
It's called your elbow. Fuck me.
Guys. Because I'm nervous.
Guys. She was just pointing at her elbow going, what's that called?
I put the makeup bag, because I had my basket and I had my handbag, I put it on my arm and then I had my basket. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I went to the till, bought all the stuff in the basket, forgot about that, right?
Yeah.
Got the bag off them, they didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. And so I was just carrying on my shopping and then I went to a clothes shop. Mm-hmm. I went to try some clothes on in the dressing room. And whilst I was putting...
Just put them on top of your clothes, didn't realise.
No.
I pulled that over. What's this thing called? Me head. I pulled it over my head.
No, whilst I took everything off and I put everything down, I realised that I had the makeup bag on my arm and I hadn't paid for it.
Wow.
I didn't go back.
You didn't go back.
I kept it.
You didn't go back.
I didn't go back and I kept it. And it wasn't until I got home, and I used to go out with the police officer, and he was really upset with it.
That's great. Was he fuming? Oh, did he not march you back like a parent?
I'll still remember what he said.
Right.
Right. He didn't march us back, no. I think he would have if I'd let him.
Can I just say, Rosie, if I was the police officer, I promise you I'd have marched you back. Just for how fun it would have been. Just march you back and go, excuse me, can I speak to the manager, please? I've got a very naughty little girl here. What did he say?
He said, he was really upset with us, and he said, Rosie, you didn't commit the crime until you didn't take it back.
Wow. Yeah. When did you realise,
in the clothes shop,
how far away from Superdrug was the clothes shop? Shut up, man. Had on. Was this King Street in South Shields? Was it across the road?
Next door.
Gee, this is honestly, guys.
Am I going to get in trouble? Guys, Chris? Am I going to get in trouble?
Guys,
what about
the kids? Sorry, I am so sorry. Your ears for 114 episodes have been sullied by the voice of a criminal.
No, I'm so Chris,
a criminal across the road.
It was next door.
God,
am I going to get wrong?
That's terrible. That like. Honestly, I hope, if you
should we
for
put
Super
this
Drug,
in? I'm genuinely worried. Should we put this in?
Honestly, like I would, it would be a bit harrowing and stuff, right? And I wouldn't want to be a single father in that. But there would be a large part of us that would find it extremely funny if the police came knocking on the door because of this. I'd find it really funny, really funny.
Do you think they would?
With inflation, how much was it? How much was the makeup bag?
Like £5.
Oh, with inflation, well, you're easily looking at a tenner there, like.
Shit.
Plus the emotional turmoil of what if Rosie. What if that got taken on a member of staff, on the day a member of staff was working, who was on the final warning, and that got taken, and that was the final warning, and they got sacked because of you stealing that?
Oh, don't, because I hate feed thieves. Their family. I hate thieves.
Mm. What's it like looking in the mirror? Must hurt.
I wouldn't do it now. Mm. I was skinned.
You did it though, didn't you? Oh, so you were skinned. So you deliberately did it.
Oh, Chris, there's don't, because
you,
now...
There's part of you that
no,
deliberately
it was funny
that.
At first. I feel horrific. I feel terrible now. No, honestly, I feel really bad. But I was proper skinned and I just thought, oh, nobody's
honestly, our poor children. Raised
oh,
by
don't.
A criminal.
Don't.
This is. Eesh. They're going to make a Netflix documentary about this.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. I appreciate if you kept my anonymity on this, please, folks.
Right.
I have even used my old email account, so excuse the name.
Oh, wow.
It was a ridiculous, Gaza B, it's something like that. I've changed that, but it was something along them lines.
Okay.
After listening to episode 106, the one with the couple whose dilemma was their Disney box full of used condoms,
Mangy.
We all remember those.
Horrible.
Utter disgusting perverts.
Horrible.
It reminded me of a time when I tried to remove my own embarrassing possessions from my house.
Okay.
I used to keep a naughty box in my house. You ready for this, Rosie?
Well, I can imagine what's going to be in it.
Which contained lubricants, condoms, brackets not used, two bullet vibrators, a pube bag, brackets explained below, and a fleshlight, along with the appropriate kit to clean the items.
I mean, what's the pube bag?
He's prepared. Explained below, we'll find out.
Right.
If you're wondering, I had stored them in a room that I used to keep my DIY tools in. They were hidden in a box for a mitre saw, if you're curious.
Right.
As it was the least conspicuous in my mind.
So he's put them in a box with it. I mean, it's not even in just a random box.
It's in a box with a mitre saw.
Is it in his bedroom?
So it's a box where he keeps his DIY. So if someone's going to go and try and use the mitre saw and get a bloody hell of a shock.
Oh,
hell of a shock.
Right.
For context, I used to live alone, and unfortunately my work was hit badly by lockdown, so I had to move back to my parents.
Bless you, mate. He's took the saw with him.
So sad.
He's got rid of all them things.
We'll see. So in order to save myself the embarrassment of bringing the box to my parents or them ever finding it, I knew I had to dispose of them. Now, what he's about to say here, I had no idea this was a thing.
Okay.
And this is fucking ridiculous. This blew my mind. I first tried contacting Love Honey to ask them to recycle, but it turns out they no longer take in used sex toys, so
horrific.
I had to dispose of them myself. Now, I had no idea that I had no idea that there was an option. I'm all for recycling, but I had no idea you could send used fucking sex toys
to the sex toy place.
That's blown my head off. That has.
I mean,
I think we've found the worst job in the world. Recycling used sex toys. I don't want to slag anyone off here. A job's a job. You're putting food on the table. But fuck recycling old sex toys.
Sylvia, you're on the returns desk. No, no, not again. Please. For the love of God, I can't do it.
You know when you drive into the tip? You drive into the tip and they go, all right, mate, what you got? Oh, cardboard, oh, scrap metal. All right, yeah, bin number 14, yeah. Sex toys, loads of sex toys. Right, bin number Z, right down at the bottom there.
Get your tetanus on the way out. Horrible. But you know, makes sense. They're very plasticky. Makes sense.
Exactly.
So why not? Why wouldn't you recycle it?
I'm all for saving the environment, so yes. But good
God. Are we talking about recycling as in the kind of like melt it down, make another one, or they just rebrand it, give it a clean?
The same way you can buy a secondhand MacBook refurbished on the Apple website.
Yeah.
So would you like a fleshlight for, I don't know, 50 quid or whatever they are? Or would you like a refurbished fleshlight for, got a bit of mileage on it? For $24.99.
Doesn't go as deep as it used to. Unfortunately.
Goes deeper.
Oh yeah, it's slack.
It's slacker. It's slacker.
Slack is out.
Rattles. Don't do it when someone's in the house. It rattles.
Just for anyone listening, a fleshlight is a tube. Imagine a tube of Pringles with a vagina inside. A plastic vagina.
Oh, God.
Fleshy. I'd love to feel one of them. Have you ever felt one?
I haven't. No.
Good idea, to be fair. Brilliant invention. They're for blokes more so.
Yeah, I mean, it is the invention that sort of, because women have had sort of sex toys for years that have been,
and
it is the kind of, it's become the male sort of standard sex toy
that
isn't like, you know, a big sort of inflatable doll or a big massive rubber arse.
Yeah. Oh, them are horrible.
I just felt like blokes got a real, they got the short end of the stick for years. Women could have like a little vibrating tiny little bullet that at a glance looked like a lipstick, and men had to buy like a fucking
massive
pump, a puncture repair kit, a fucking, or a big giant 6 foot doll.
I find them really awful.
What?
Those like silicone sort of vagina or bumhole things.
Right,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I just don't feel like they would ever be clean.
Right.
Properly.
No. This guy's got a kit to clean his. So
I know, but inside how? And can you, like, this is the thing for me, right? If I was a man with a penis and I ejaculated in, because that's what happens, isn't it? They use these things.
Thank you for the science lesson.
Well, I know, but you use them and you ejaculate inside them. Listen, I don't care what people do, as long as they're not hurting anybody and do what you want, right? But can you imagine after, right?
Mm-hmm.
You finished, had a lovely time.
Yeah.
You got to clean that out.
I mean, there's no sadder moment, I think, in a man's life than standing, disinfecting, and emptying your seed from your rubber vagina. What sink are you using? What sink are you using for that?
See what I mean?
Garden hose during the night?
I know, that takes away the fun, doesn't it?
I always imagine that it must smell like a Lilo as well. You know a brand new Lilo? I just imagine you're getting off going, oh, it smells like fucking...
I really like that smell, though.
The plasticky smell.
I do really like that smell.
The inside of a popped beach ball.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Right, here we go. Listen.
Okay, so, oh, sorry, there's more.
Due to my paranoid, anxious, and totally irrational mind that has consumed far too many episodes of CSI and other numerous crime dramas, I was concerned that if I simply threw the toys away in my general waste, eventually a criminal would extract my semen and use it to frame me for a crime.
Oh, right, okay. Not somebody's going to see your flashlight and think you're a dirty perv. No, you think someone's going to frame you. That's hilarious.
Brackets, even though I always clean it after every use.
He's got a point, though. He's got a point.
Well, he said, it's not rational, I know, but if you saw a used sex toy and you were a criminal, you'd realise that there's DNA on it.
I mean, someone could nick your toothbrush. Have more DNA.
So this was your solution, right? And this is just ridiculous.
Okay.
So my solution was, I decided to purchase some bleach and a scalpel to destroy the items and my DNA. So basically...
Scalpel, like a knife?
So he chopped the fleshlight up into tiny little pieces.
And bleached it.
I dare to think what anyone at the tip thinks, seeing me throw in a plastic bag smelling of bleach. Totally over the top disposal, but I thought Chris would either think I'm a psycho or he would understand that I know he also has irrational thoughts. Now I think you're... So he chopped up his fleshlight into loads of tiny pieces, soaked it in bleach, put it in a carrier bag and took it to the tip.
Why?
What a lunatic.
Put it in your bin. Why take it to the public bin?
Don't know.
That's, you know, shining more light on you.
Just, you know... What you got, mate? Cardboard. Bin number 11. What you got, mate? Dismembered, chopped up, almost blended, took us fucking ages, fleshlight, stinking of bleach in a carrier bag. Just go straight to the police station, mate. Straight to the police station.
Oh, bless him, though.
Ridiculous.
I
understand the paranoia.
I just feel a bit sad that he felt he had to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What, he couldn't have took it to his mum and dad's house?
He could have took it there.
I mean, he could have, but he's clearly a paranoid individual. Mm. I mean, craziness. Now, what's happened to you, Rosie, is exactly what happened to me when I read this email. Mm-hmm. I got totally sidetracked, and I forgot that the pew bag hadn't been explained.
The pew bag! The bag of pubes! Oh, my gosh, I totally forgot.
So,
okay.
As much as I enjoyed this email... This guy has done what a lot of you beautiful people do when you email in.
Right.
You kind of leave what's really the golden nugget and the grand prize right at the end.
Okay, the pew bag. Oh, yeah. Is it beautiful?
So he's just wrote here.
Yes, come on.
Reading back, you may want to know what a pew bag is.
I really do.
So remember, this is in his box. This is in his naughty box. Right?
Yeah, okay. Condoms. Fleshlight,
lubricants,
cleaning stuff,
bullet vibrators, and a pube bag.
Yes, right? Okay.
Well, I do not store my pubes, but if you take I need you to close your eyes, Rosie, and visualize what I'm about to tell you. Everyone listening, close your eyes and visualize what this man is describing. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. Be safe. Well, I do not store my pubes, but if you take a regular 5p plastic bag, put your legs through the handles until it is above your knees, you can use the bag to catch your pubes as you trim them.
Why has he kept that in his rude box? It's a fucking carrier bag!
You can use the bag to catch your pubes as you trim them. I throw the pubes away, but I keep the bag to save the environment!
Oh, God, love him.
I could totally, do you know what's really bizarre? I totally, you're saying, why has he kept it in his thing? It's a carrier bag. I know why he's kept it in. So if when I used to travel a lot for stand-up, I'd have a carrier bag to put my trainers in so I could put them in my case with all my clothes so they didn't get dirty. Now, that carrier bag will stay in my suitcase because it's the trainer one, and you don't want to go to the supermarket and put your fucking apples and oranges and bananas in the trainer bag. Yeah. You definitely don't want to get a hairy banana out of your bag.
cheeky little puby peach.
Someone been having a shave over your fruit bowl?
Oh, I didn't think it would be that. Yeah, Rosie, that has caught me.
He puts his legs through the handles of the bag. And then I imagine he holds his legs wide enough for the bag to be like taut and tight.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And then shaves in the dry. He's a fucking genius.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Shag Married Annoyed Live.
Got it that time, did you?
Arena tour on sale today.
December's arena tour is on sale now, guys. Tickets at shagmarinoid.com/live or just shagmarinoid, then click on live. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Well done, thank you for joining me.
That. As always, guys, you want to get in touch, shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Hope you're well, hope you're happy. We'll be with you again next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.